the latest now on the Secret Service prostitution scandal. 11 agents have been implicated in the misconduct at Cartagena, Colombia, and the scandal is sparking calls for change.
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now. Catherine, what's the status of the agents?
Well, right now the expectation is that there will be more resignations this week. Already three people are out. One has retired, a second has resigned, and a third apparently is being pushed out but intends to fight it by suing the Secret Service. What's not clear yet to me is whether these three individuals will be able to leave with their pensions intact, and that, of course, is extremely important given two were in a supervisor's position.
Are we learning anything more about the women involved?
Well, I interviewed Senator Susan Collins, whose Senate Homeland Security Committee has oversight over the Secret Service, and there were really two things that stood out to me. Number one, she said that she really felt that there had been a major security breach. She said Colombia is really the kidnapping capital of the world, and that she told the director of the Secret Service that they didn't know who these women were and who they worked for, and that they very well could have been bait, if you will, to lure these agents into a trap where they could have been kidnapped. And second, she told the director of the Secret Service that she was really troubled by the number of people involved, the 11 agents, 10 members of the military. So this is a sizable group, and that said to her that this is something that they had a lot of comfort in doing. They had a high level of confidence, and she said she believed that was evidence that it had probably happened before, and she asked the director of the Secret Service to go back through the records to see if this had been something they'd seen in the past.
Catherine, will the director hang on to his job?
Well, at least the public indications are that he will hang on to his job, at least for now. He publicly has the support of the backing, the confidence of the president, also Senator Collins, a key committee on the Senate side, and then also Congressman King, who has oversight on the House side. But this is a very fluid situation. What Senator Collins said to me is that she felt Director Sullivan, when she looked him in the eye, was very genuine and very sincere and had really been shaken to the bone, if you will, over this scandal and was very determined to get to the bottom of it and to mete out the kind of a punishment that was necessary.
All right. Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.